and joined by senior Stone Wilson. Stone, you last year more kind of a slot receiver. Now you're a wingback this year, and you found the end zone twice last week in the opener against Wichita West. How'd that feel to get your first rushing touchdowns of your career?
I mean, it felt pretty good because last year I was pretty. Yeah, I felt pretty good because last year I was pretty small. I didn't really see the field much last year, except for like the last two games. So I mean, it felt really good scoring that first touchdown of the season.
You mentioned you didn't get much playing time. I know you took that to heart. You worked out a lot in the weight room over the off season. How do you feel? You feel pretty, because I mean, you look pretty strong right now. You feel a lot different than you did last year.
Yeah, I do feel a lot different. I mean, I got a lot faster too. And I gained probably, I don't know, 30 pounds since last year, so felt pretty good.
What's it like being now under new head coach Glenn O'Neill? What's it been like learning, especially a new offense under him?
You know, I think it feels pretty, it's different, definitely different, because last year, I mean, I don't have anything against Foster, but I mean, Glenn O'Neill, he just coaches, like, I think a lot better. He's with the team, shows us what to do a lot more, so, I mean, that's what's mainly different about it.
And what's it like seeing so many guys on the offensive side this year that maybe, you know, last year it looked like Tyler Cox and Daniel Sanchez, those two stick out to me in particular. Last year they were mainly just defense only. Now they're playing both sides of football, and you guys have just so many different guys that can run the football in the backfield.
No, that's definitely different too, because a lot of our guys are actually playing both sides of the ball instead of one way, so. And we actually got more subs this year, because if we get tired, we just tell coaches and they pull us off, go back in, and then once we're ready, then we go back in. So,
what's maybe the hardest part about learning the new playbook?
Probably just no bands. That's the hard part, because we got to remember everything by our mind, because it's all just play calls. So.
Yeah, that's something last year. I remember you guys always had to look over there. The managers were holding up signs, or they had the different numbers, all that kind of stuff. So how maybe challenging has that been, having to really get everything into your brain?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be pretty difficult. But, I mean, towards the beginning of the season, I started picking up on it well, and it really didn't come that hard. But some of them I get kind of confused, but most of it, it's pretty easy to remember.
What's it like? You know, with this senior class, Tucker Smith at quarterback, there's so many different seniors really stepping up in this year. And what's it like seeing everybody, you know, grow from freshman year until now? And now you guys are all seniors here in your last go around in high school football.
Yeah, I think we've came together as a team more, because, I mean, freshman year we were kind of all just spread out and all over the place. And we've all got a lot bigger, gained a lot of weight, and got a lot more faster, like everywhere in every position. So. Mm-hmm.
What's the game plan tomorrow night? What have you guys been focusing on Liberals defense?
Well, we've watched a lot of film on them, and we just need to watch out for their main players on the defense, watch where they're going, make sure we get the right blocks in, because they're definitely going to blitz some. So we just got to make sure we get all of our blocks and execute well. So.
You mentioned watching film. That's something that Coach O'Neill loves to do, is watch film and dissect everything. How much time do you guys spend watching film with him? I mean, is that something that he just trusts that you guys watch on your own, or is there, you know, portions of practice you guys are watching it, or how much film do you guys watch?
Yeah, he definitely expects us to watch it at home, which all of us do. I mean, we did get in trouble on Monday because we didn't read our scouting reports, so we had to run a little bit for that, but – He'll make us watch film with him, like, probably 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. So that's about it on that.
As an offensive unit, do you feel like maybe this new offense, especially the wing tee and all the different running plays, do you feel like this maybe fits his personnel better than it did last year with the spread?
Yeah, I actually think it does. I mean, because it's more – we have a lot of big guys too. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for us to just, like, move well inside instead of just throwing the whole time. So I think we're better at running anyway. So,
where do you want to continue to grow in your game?
Probably just, again, getting faster and reading my blocks well and making better cuts. So,
all right, Stone, appreciate your time. I'll let you get ready to go back to your house, team dinner tonight. So enjoy that.
All right.